Crash report shows a Canton police officer was killed when the driver of a pickup truck veered across the road into his lane. 47-year-old Dave Walgamont of Dover was killed November 10th when his vehicle collided with the pickup in the 800 block of Cherry Avenue Southeast. His vehicle hit the pickup on the passenger side. Police reported icy road conditions at the time of the crash. Police say the 33-year-old pickup driver has multiple past violations for speeding and failure to wear a seatbelt. A home in Tuscarawas Township was heavily damaged by fire Friday afternoon. Firefighters were called to the 13,000 block of Bars Road Southwest just after 1:30. A resident was outside when personnel arrived. Fire reportedly began in the kitchen and was contained to that room, but the house suffered smoke damage throughout. Firefighters suffered a broken ankle during the operation. Fire remains under investigation. Consent agreements have recently been approved between the operators of the Hall of Fame Village, the Stark County Port Authority, and Canton City Schools. Port Authority last week gave consent for the village to go private. It loaned the resort $5 million in 2022 and amended the amount to $5.52 million 2 years later. Port Authority waived defaults on the agreement. The school district agreed to lease Tom Benson Stadium to the new operators of the village. The change is not expected to affect operations at the stadium. Teenager is sentenced for a crash that killed another teen in Portage County. The girl, who was 17 at the time of the crash in April, was given a 1 to 180-day sentence, a 16-year license suspension, 1 year of probation and community service. 16-year-old Brock Jones was one of four teens in a car that crashed along Scott's Corners Road near Jones Road in Palmyra Township. Troopers say the car went off the road into a ditch, causing it to hit a utility pole and several small trees before overturning. The driver and two other teens in the vehicle suffered minor injuries. Investigators trying to find the cause of an explosion at a department building in Austintown. It took place just before 1 Saturday afternoon at the Phoenix House on North Meridian Road. Dozens of people were evacuated. According to WFMJ-TV, one person was being treated for serious injuries, while several others suffered minor injuries. Residents were bused to Austintown Elementary School. Local businesses provided supplies. It isn't known when residents will be able to return. Charges have been filed against a man accused in a shooting at an Austintown bar. WFMJ-TV reports Lake Milton police arrested 21-year-old Xavier Yockman in the Craig Beach area with help from the Mahoning County Sheriff's Office. Yockman was jailed on charges of felonious assault, having weapons under disability, using weapons while intoxicated, and illegal possession of a firearm on liquor permit premises. One person suffered two gunshot wounds to the arm in the Sunday morning incident at Chipper's Sports Bar. The victim was listed in stable condition. Yockman is scheduled to be arraigned this afternoon. Two employees of the Youngstown Eastside Prison pleaded not guilty to smuggling drugs and contraband. 47-year-old nurse Jody Johnson and 62-year-old security guard Brenda Dixon appeared in federal court Thursday. WKBN-TV reports DEA agents set up surveillance in October and observed Johnson carrying a bag containing several boxes into the prison. She was stopped by Dixon, who led her through a security checkpoint. Johnson was stopped by agents who discovered tobacco, marijuana, methamphetamine, vape cartridges, and cell phone chargers in the boxes. She reportedly admitted having taken contraband into the facility since February. The Northern Ohio Violent Fugitive Task Force offering a reward for information leading to the capture of 48-year-old Melvin Howell. He's wanted by Youngstown Police and the U.S. Marshals Service for aggravated burglary. Howell is black, 6'4", about 185 pounds. He's known to frequent the Youngstown, Akron, and Cleveland areas. Anyone with information asked to contact the task force at 866-402-6833, or a tip can be sent online at usmarshals.gov. Tipsters can remain anonymous. Membership of the Ohio High School Athletic Association approved name, image, and likeness for high school athletes in Ohio. Voting concluded Friday. The results were released this morning. 447 schools voted in favor. 121 voted against. 247 abstained. A Franklin County judge issued a temporary restraining order after a student athlete filed a lawsuit last month. OHSAA student-athletes will be able to enter into agreements to be compensated for appearances, licensing, social media endorsements, and more. OHSAA Executive Director Doug Ute said whether our schools or individuals agree with NIL at the high school level or not, the courts have spoken on the issue. that the NCAA and high school athletic associations cannot prevent a student athlete from making money on their NIL. He said the OHSAA believes the new bylaw will create a stable framework for NIL and personal branding rights at the high school level.